Good morning, and an especially warm welcome to Railway Street for our annual GB enrollment service. Welcome, church family, welcome, GB girls and leaders, and families. If this is your first Sunday with us on a Sunday morning, then you are especially welcome. My name is Hannah. I am the Youth and Children's Coordinator here. This morning, we're going to sing together. We will pray and read from God's word. We're also going to make promises and hear together about the God who always keeps his promises. Then after the service, we would love for you to join us for tea and coffee in our link. You can go through this door here or go out the door that you came in and round the side. We hope that you will be able to join us for that. As we begin our time together this morning, let's pray and thank God for our GB company and ask for his help as we meet together this morning. If you agree with what I pray, you can join me in saying amen at the end. So let's pray. Father, we thank you that you always keep your promises, that you are faithful in love and in all that you do. Thank you for your goodness to us. Thank you especially for your goodness to us as a GB company, for how you have grown us in number and providing all that we need as we meet together each week. Thank you for each leader, girl, and family here today. Please be with us as we worship you and listen to your word. Help us to worship you as you deserve and respond rightly to your word. And we ask all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. We are going to sing together now and praise God. In this song, we remind ourselves of God's love that lasts forever, for he is faithful, strong, and always with us. Let's stand and sing. We hope that your girls love being part of the Girls Brigade here in Railway Street. So this morning, I just wanted to let you know about other activities that happen for youth and children throughout the year here. If you don't belong to another church family, we would love to have you come join us here on another Sunday morning. You would be warmly welcomed. Each Sunday, we run children and youth groups during our Sunday morning and evening services where we have fun together and hear from God's word. Beginners, kids, and junior youth meet in the mornings, and senior youth in the evenings. We would love to have you come join us. We also have a boys' brigade company that meet on Monday and Tuesday evenings. And if you need any more information about these things, then please do come and speak to me later this morning. And some one-off events that we have coming up. Monday week, we have a light party on Monday the 30th for children in P2 to P7. And then much further ahead, our Ganaway Summer Youth Camp, which will happen next year from the 13th to the 18th of July for secondary school aged young people. We would love for you to get the dates in your diary now and plan to be there. This year we had lots of fun at Ganaway, and to give you a little taster of what it's like, here's a short little video. Oh,
Well, good morning, everybody. And can I just echo that welcome that Hannah has already given you. It's a joy to see you all here today. My name is Michael Davidson. I'm the minister of Railway Street, and I'm also privileged to be the chaplain to our Girls Brigade Company. Some of you will be disappointed because you'll be saying, hey, Michael, you were wearing BB uniform at their enrollment. What's going on today? Well, you know, the problem was there were three girls in our house looking tights and we ran out, so I had to come like this instead. It's lovely to have you all here today. I've got to say to the Tiny Tots and the Explorers, that's actually the quietest I've heard you in quite a few weeks. You certainly weren't as quiet as that when you were in here on Thursday night. Something about you folks all staring at them makes them nervous. I know how they feel. But it's lovely to see them, and quite a few missing. There should be 50 of them up there this morning, but it's great to see so many here and to see so many mums and dads and grannies and grandas here as well. We've come to the formal part of this morning because this is our enrollment service, and so at this stage then, I'm going to enroll our Girls Brigade Company. So girls, I ask you to listen very carefully and listen especially for when your moment comes, like we practiced on Thursday. We're going to ask you to stand and to answer your question. But first of all, let me say this, that the Great Commission given by the Lord Jesus Christ to the church was to go into all the world and make disciples. The Girls Brigade endeavours to carry out this work among girls and young women, challenging them in their Christian faith and helping them grow in Christ. And we're delighted to have the officers and members of the 375th Northern Ireland Company of the Girls Brigade here in Railway Street for their third service of enrollment and dedication. Third already. We have a great team of officers and helpers. And volunteering as a GB officer or leader is not just about keeping the company running. It's about service, obedience, putting faith into action, and growing as a Christian. The leaders before us today are using their gifts and talents as they seek to share God's love with our girls and to encourage them to seek, serve, and follow Christ themselves. Could I ask our captain, please, to join me at the front? Folks, you all know Hilary Milligan, I'm sure. She's always there greeting. Come on. Don't bite, Hilary. Come on. Thank you. She's always there on a Thursday night to greet parents as you leave the girls off and as you collect them. Hilary, as captain of this company, we know that you have and do devote many hours to this ministry with all its rewards and challenges. And as a church, we affirm you in this work and appreciate all you do for our young people and in leading your team of officers and helpers. Realizing the responsibility of the duties involved as captain, do you promise by word and example to serve God in the Girls Brigade for the extension of his kingdom and for the promotion of the GBE?
I do.
I now enroll you as captain of this company and on behalf of this church promise to support you practically and with our prayers so that the aim of the Girls Brigade may be achieved to the glory of God. Could I ask our officers to come forward, our officers at this stage? Wow, sorry, I'm just dazzled by the wonderful array of women in front of me here. Realizing the responsibility of leadership, do you promise to support your captain and by word and example to serve God in the Girls Brigade for the extension of his kingdom and the promotion of the GBE?
I do.
Now I enroll you as officers of this company. May God grant you grace to be faithful and fruitful as you serve him in Girls Brigade. Could I ask the rest of our leaders and helpers, please, just to stand where you are? I'll bring Can I ask you, do you promise to support your captain and officers and to set a good example to the girls as you work with them in the company, striving at all times to be faithful to Jesus Christ and the aim of the Girls' Brigade? Please be seated. Now, could I ask the tiny tots, please, to stand? Okay, getting that message across slowly but surely. Could I ask the explorers, please, to stand? And the juniors? The seniors? The brigaders? But you get further back every year. This is such an encouraging sign. Okay, girls, just as we practice on Thursday, girls, do you promise with God's help to be loyal to your company, to be honest, kind, and helpful to each other? Now, I wasn't sure about down at the front here. Let me hear it again. Better, much better. I now enroll you as members of the Girls' Brigade. We hope you have great fun at GB this year, and we pray that God will continue to help you in everything you do. Please be seated. Captain and officers and leaders of our GB company are all appointed by the elders of Railway Street Presbyterian Church. This is our Girls' Brigade company. So could I ask the members of Railway Street gathered here today, as a congregation, will you support them and the girls they work with by your prayers, encouragement, and practical help? Let's pray together. Father God, we give thanks to you for the Girls' Brigade. We thank you that it exists to help fulfill the great commission given by the Lord Jesus Christ to the church to go into all the world, making disciples of all people. We thank you for how the GB helps girls and young women seek, serve, and follow Jesus Christ. We give thanks to you for our company here in Railway Street, for our Captain Hillary, for our officers and leaders, and every girl and family associated with our company. We pray for our captain that you would guide and direct her. She leads the company, and that she seeks to fulfill the promise she has made to you. Help us to encourage her in her service for you. We pray for all our officers and leaders that they would be a great help and support to our captain, and that they would be good and fitting role models for the girls under their care, always seeking to point them to Jesus through their attitude, words, and actions. Help them to learn also as they teach the girls, and to grow as they enable others to grow in the knowledge and love of Jesus Christ. And through the service of our Girls' Brigade, may you be pleased to call girls and young women to seek, serve, and follow Jesus Christ. And through that, to build your church in this place. For we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you very much, girls. I just have a few more announcements at this point. I'll get through those as quickly as I can. First of all, we repeat that invitation to join us for refreshments in the link in the Minor Hall following this service. This evening at 6:30 p.m., we're not having our normal type of service here in the church, but we'll be meeting in the link at 6:30 this evening to consider an important topic. We want to especially invite parents and teachers and school governors and others to come as we hear and we think and we discuss and we pray in regards to changes that have been imposed by the Westminster government where it comes to relationships and sexuality education in post-primary schools. In this country, we have a wonderful legacy of so many schools with a good Christian ethos, and that is going to increasingly come under threat and under attack in these coming days. If you're not aware of these things, then I please ask you to come and join us in the link this evening, as in a more informal environment, we think through those issues together. So that's for everybody, but particularly for parents, teachers, school governors, to come along at 6:30 this evening. Presbyterian Women Group meets this Monday evening, 8 p.m. in the Minor Hall. Changing Lives in the Philippines, speaker Ian Campbell from 10 Foundations. Then our 422 group is meeting on Thursday at 2:30 p.m. in the Minor Hall. That's for all those retirement age to come along this Thursday. The theme is Helping Hands. Regards Operation Christmas Child, we ran out of shoeboxes last week, and there were 15 to 20 other people looking shoeboxes. The shoeboxes, we've got more in. They're at that door. They're at both those doors, and then there's some in the link as well. So get one of those leaflets, get those shoeboxes. Remember, we need those shoeboxes returned by the 12th of November. It was great last night to share with the South African members of our church family as we were watching the semi-final in the link. And the final's next Saturday, and we're going to open up the link again. So we invite you to come. It's open to everybody to come and to watch that final between South Africa and New Zealand in our link. Kickoff's 8 p.m. The doors here will open at 7 p.m. And then an announcement, we don't have a slide for this as yet, but on Sunday or Saturday, the 11th of November, Railway Street are hosting a table quiz. And I think, no, we should have a slide for that somewhere, guys, if you look for it. We're hosting a table quiz and desserts evening from 7 until 9 p.m. And this is a fundraiser. There we go. This is a fundraiser to support the work of Rebecca Armstrong, the Scripture Union schools worker in the Lisburn and Antrim area. So Saturday, the 11th of November here, 7 to 9, why not put a team together, come along to what will be an enjoyable night. And then finally, some more good news. We send congratulations today to Stephen Woods and his wife, Rachel. Stephen was our youth and family worker. He was involved in setting up our Girls Brigade. He's now training for the ministry at Union College. He's assistant in Dundonald. And in the very early hours of Tuesday morning, Jesse Woods arrived. So we want to extend our congratulations to Rachel, to Stephen, to Judah, and to Jesse. I'm sure at some point they'll probably watch this online. So folks, let's show our congratulations to them. I'm going to hand over to Alan as we sing together again now.
Psalm 145, verses 8 to 17. The Lord is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger and rich in love. The Lord is good to all. He has compassion on all he has made. All your works praise you, Lord. Your faithful people extol you. They tell of glory of your kingdom and speak of your might, so that people may know of your mighty acts and glorious splendor of your kingdom.
Your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and your dominion endures through all generations. The Lord is faithful to all his promises and loving towards all he has made. The Lord upholds all who fall and lifts up all who are bowed down. Your eyes of all look to you, and you give them their food at the proper time. You open your hand and satisfy the desires of every living thing. The Lord is righteous in all his ways and faithful in all he does.
Girls, you better not go the whole way down there, because I'm about to invite the juniors and seniors and brigaders all to come up here, because you're going to sing for us. By faith we see the hand of God, isn't that right? By faith. Yeah, okay. Thank you very much to our company section for leading us in that song. Girls, there's a theme running right through our service. If you've been listening, Hannah talked about it right at the start. It's been mentioned in all of our songs, and it's been mentioned in our reading as well. What is it we're thinking about this morning? What is it we're thinking about? Begins with P. Oh, girls, you just sang all about this. Anybody? Come on. Yeah. Another one. Another word beginning with. Yeah. We're thinking about promises. We're thinking about. No, get me off the screen. That's better. We're thinking about promises, all about promises. Let me make you a promise right now. I'm going to try and finish this service within the hour. Now, the folks on Railway Street are saying, there's no way. I promise I'm going to try. I'm going to try. We went a wee bit over last week, didn't we, folks? We all make promises at some point, don't we? Here's some different types of promises. Can anybody tell me, what sort of promise is that, girls? Look at the picture up on the screen for me. What sort of promise is that when you do that? What do we call that? A pinky promise. Who's ever made a pinky promise? Right, you've maybe done that with your friends, haven't you? Where? You do that? Can you do it? Yep, there we go. Yeah, pinky promise, where you make a promise with your friends that you're going to do something for each other. A pinky promise. But when we get older, maybe sometimes we make promises like this. What are people doing there? What is it they're doing there? What are they doing? Yeah. They're shaking hands, right? And older people, often if they've made a deal or they've made an agreement to show they've made a promise, they shake hands. They shake hands. Here's another type of promise. Now, does anybody know what are these people doing here? Hey, maybe one day I'll get to do this for some of you girls. Who knows? What's happening in that picture? Yep. They're getting married, right? And when couples get married, the bride and groom, they make promises to one another, don't they? They make promises to love and to care for one another. And as a sign of that promise, what do they exchange? What are they doing there in that picture? What do they do? Yes. Right, they exchange rings. They exchange rings as a sign of the promises that they've made to each other as husband and wife. Here's another type of promise. Now, this is a more serious promise that grown-ups sometimes have to do. What's happening there? What is somebody about to do there? Yeah. They're about to sign a contract. And sometimes then, whenever you want to borrow money, maybe to buy a car or eventually get a mortgage and buy a house or something like that, you sign a contract and you borrow the money and you promise that you're going to pay that money back. And here's one final type of promise. Oh, what sort of promise is that? What sort of promise is that? That should be very familiar to you because we did that very recently. So what sort of promise is this? Yes. Right, it was the one that you were all making today. Yep, there's your officers from the very first GB enrollment here in Railway Street where you made promises today in your enrollment. You promised, with God's help, to be loyal to your company, to be honest, kind, and helpful to each other. And you all said, I do. So you've all made a promise today, just as our captain and your officers and leaders have made promises. We all make promises, but let me ask you this. Do you always manage to keep your promise? Put your hand up if you always keep your promise. Really? Put your hand up if you're honest enough to say you've broken a promise. Well, you explorers and Tiny Tots, you're great girls. Keep that up then. The truth is, we break promises. Now, sometimes some people deliberately break promises, but most of us don't deliberately break promises. What often happens is we've forgotten that we've made a promise. We've forgotten about it. We don't keep it. We maybe break it. How do you feel when somebody breaks a promise to you? If somebody has, and I hope this hasn't happened to you, but if somebody has made maybe a pinky promise with you and they've broken that promise, how do you feel whenever somebody breaks a promise? Sad. You feel sad, yeah, you feel sad. Maybe feel hurt, maybe feel disappointed, maybe a wee bit angry. It's not nice whenever somebody breaks a promise they've made to us. Can you think of anyone who never forgets a promise and who never breaks a promise? Natalie. God, absolutely right. God never forgets any promise that he has made. God never forgets to keep his promises. He keeps his promises without fail. He has never broken a promise. So we've heard this year in your scripture, and apologies to Imogen, I have your book. I really should have given it back on Thursday night. We'll make sure we do that. In fact, it's sitting here. It's gone. Here it is. Can I give that to our leader and make sure that gets back? You're thinking about promises. You're thinking about God's promises in the Bible and how God always keeps his promises. And our reading this morning, which Hannah and Darcy read for us very well, contained this verse from Psalm 145. The Lord is faithful to all his promises and loving towards all he has made. The Lord is faithful to all his promises. To be faithful means to remain true. It's telling us God always stays true and keeps his promises. And you're learning about some of those promises on Thursday night. Now, in your seats, and some of you found these earlier, I know you did, but in your seats there are some pictures of some of God's promises from the Bible. Now, if you can find one of those pictures, there are about five or six of them, I need you to bring it up to the front for me. So if anybody has one of those pictures, could you bring it up to the front, please? Brilliant. Come on up. Don't be shy. Come on up. Well, you're already carrying an awful lot there, aren't you? Okay, come on up in the step here. Right, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Super, right. Now, I need to get you in order. So that's right. Then if you come and stand down here, and if you move right up to the other end, and then this one in here, and then this one here, and then you move down, Katie. You move down, Katie. You swap, if you swap over. That's it. Brilliant. Now, can you spread out a wee bit? Now, I know you'll not see those many. Oh, let's move down a wee bit so you're not banging your head on that. Let's all move down a wee bit for me. This way. Nope, this way, this way, this way, this way. Brilliant. Right. Great. Now, can you hold up your picture for me? Brilliant. And in case you can't see it at home, here it is. Or you can't see it in the pews or at home if you're watching online. Can we go? Lovely. Now, what is this promise about here? Who do you think, who's this couple here in this picture? Who are they? Yes. Adam and Eve. And what's that evil snake there? What's another name for that snake? What's another name for that snake? Yes.
A dragon snake?
Well, a particular name for this snake, this person in the Bible. Yep. It's the devil, right? Do you remember way back in the beginning, God made a beautiful garden, put Adam and Eve to look after it. He said, you can eat from any tree you want, but you mustn't eat from this tree, the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And the devil came along as a snake, and he tricked them into eating from that tree, and sin came into the world. But God made a promise. God promised that one day he would send a Savior into the world who would defeat the devil and rescue us from our sins. Now, here's our second promise. Can you hold that one up for me? Lovely. And let's see it up here. Now, what is this story? What is this promise? Thank you. Yes. Right. Yeah, this is the story of Noah. Remember, God sent a great big flood. Only Noah and his family and the animals in the ark survived that flood, but God made a promise. After the flood, he put his rainbow in the sky as the sign of the promise, and he said, never again will I destroy the world by a flood. And he said, as long as the earth endures, seed time and harvest, and we've just celebrated harvest, cold and heat, summer and winter, day and night will never cease. So there's a promise to Noah. Now, where's our third one? Lovely. Does anybody know what promise this is talking about? I think you've done this in your scripture. Who is that man standing looking up into the sky and trying to count the stars? Who is that? It's Abraham. It's Abraham. Do you remember God's promises to Abraham and his wife Sarah? They didn't have any children. They were very old, but God said, you're going to have the gift of a son. And even more than that, he said, Abraham, go out and look at the stars in the sky and try to count them. Your family is going to eventually grow to be as many as the stars in the sky. And God said, from your family will come a very special person who will bring a blessing to everybody on earth. So that was God's promise to Abraham. Right, this one. Next one. Now, I think some of you have done this story. Maybe explorers were doing this story on Thursday night. What's this the story of? Who is it? Yes. Elijah. Brilliant. Elijah and the prophets of Baal. And God showed that he always listens to his people's prayer. God promises to answer prayer. And Elijah asked God to show the people that he alone was God by setting fire to the altar that Elijah had made. And God answered that prayer and sent that fire. Right, we have a couple more. This one, Katie, hold it up. Now, what's this? What story is this? You may not have done this yet. You may not have got as far as this, but you should know this story. Yes? You forgot. Okay. Will I remind you? It's this, Catherine telling you, is she? It's the story of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the fiery furnace. Do you remember? They disobeyed the king. The king wanted them to bow down to a giant statue. They knew that they could only worship God. And because they wouldn't obey the king threw them into the fiery furnace. But God protected them. God sent somebody very special to protect them in that fire so the fire did not hurt them. Reminds us God promises to look after his children. And one more. This one here. Lovely. What story is that? What story is that now? What is it? Yes? Yes, it's baby Jesus being born in Bethlehem. It's the birth of Jesus. And God's people waited hundreds and hundreds of years for God to send his special king, but he kept that promise when he sent his son Jesus to be born in Bethlehem. Girls, thank you very, very much indeed. Let you go back to your seats. Oh, thank you. Thank you for your help. Lovely. Thank you. God keeps all his promises. And the Bible says this, for no matter how many promises God has made, they are yes in Christ. No matter how many promises God has made, they are yes in Christ. And that is telling us that all of God's promises ultimately find their fulfillment in the coming of Jesus Christ, God's Son. He's the one who fulfills all of God's promises because he is the Savior who was promised to Adam and Eve. He is the way that we are saved from our sins. Just as Noah and his family had to enter the ark, we've got to go through Jesus. Jesus is the descendant of Abraham, who God promised would bring a blessing to the whole world. God has promised that he hears our prayers. God has promised he hears our prayers. When we pray in Jesus' name, Jesus tells us that God hears our prayers. There was a fourth figure that King Nebuchadnezzar could see in the fiery furnace. God sent his son to protect Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And Jesus is the one who protects his people and who says nobody can snatch us out of his hands. And then we remember that Jesus is the one who has saved us when he died for our sins on the cross. Jesus is the one who kept that promise that God had made that he would send us a Savior. Jesus was that Savior. God keeps all his promises, and no matter how many promises God has made, they are all yes in Christ Jesus. And God has made us another important promise, and he hasn't kept this promise yet. But we know he will keep it because God has kept all his promises in the past. And so we know we can trust him to keep this promise for the future because it also concerns Jesus. You see, when Jesus went back to heaven, we read this about Jesus' disciples. They were looking intently up into the sky as Jesus was going when suddenly two men dressed in white stood beside the men of Galilee. They said, "Why do you stand here looking into the sky? The same Jesus who has been taken from you into heaven will come back in the same way you've seen him go into heaven." So that is a promise that what is going to happen at some point? What's going to happen? Who is going to come back? Jesus is going to come back. And Jesus himself promised that when he said to his disciples this. He said, "My Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, I would have told you. I'm going there to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back, take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am." Jesus has gone to prepare a place in heaven for all his followers. He said he's going to come back. And Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." The only way to heaven, the only way for us to know forgiveness for our sins is by putting our trust in Jesus, the one who came and died for our sins, and the one who one day has promised that he's going to come again. The Lord is faithful to all his promises, loving towards all he has made. God keeps his promises, and all God's promises are yes in Christ Jesus. And one day he's going to keep that promise to send his son back. And that will be a really happy day for all those who know Jesus, because he's going to fix this world and take away all the sad things and the bad things that are happening in our world. But we need to make sure that we are trusting in Jesus, his son, as that one who fulfills all his promises. Let's close our eyes. Let's bow our head. Let's pray. Father God, you know sometimes we make promises and we maybe forget about them. We thank you, you never forget your promises. We thank you, you never break your promises. We thank you that you are faithful to all your promises. You've shown us that through those stories in the Bible, especially in the coming of Jesus, your Son, who came as that promised Savior. We thank you one day you're sending Jesus back again. We thank you that we have that promise that when we're trusting in him, we know that there is a place in heaven kept for us and that you forgive all our sins. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, have I kept my promise? What time is it? Well, we didn't start this service to about 20. Well, no. We didn't start the service. It was after 10:30 when we started. It's just gone 11:30. So will you let me? Will you let me have that? Oh, okay, whatever. Right. God never breaks his promises, even if ministers maybe do. We're going to finish our service, and we're going to sing together in Christ alone. You can just, if you can give us a couple of minutes, we'll get the girls up. We'll get that picture taken. Then you can collect them and go in and get some refreshments. After that, let's pray together. And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all evermore. Amen.